Yeah, we were looking at a range of issues in regards to Brexit. Our main concern was that in the north, particularly in Foyle, which is the Derry area, there was over 80% of the electorate who voted to remain within the EU. And there was a majority across the six counties itself. And so very clearly there was a mandate there. We were saying is that that mandate had to be acknowledged and respected. In terms of the economy, the North West is an area of high deprivation in terms of economic activity. There's high numbers of unemployed people, and business finds it very, it's a very challenging area for to carry out business. In terms of Derry City, Elishon Peninsula is our natural hinterland and always has been. And now with the introduction of Brexit, there's going to be a hard border between Derry and Elishon and Donegal. Is really going to impact on a whole range of aspects of life in terms of just day-to-day travel and day-to-day business. Student sort of population transversing from one to the other, tourism, and, you know. So this area is going to be really, really impacted by, in a negative way by Brexit. From my aspect of it, I manage a disability support organisation. One of the pledges in the Tory manifesto prior to the last election was that in line with Brexit, that the Tory government was going to repeal the Human Rights Act. And the Human Rights Act underwrites all the quality legislation and discrimination legislation in relation to people with disabilities and other Section 65 groupings. And so the guarantor of those rights is going to be removed by the Tory government. And that alone in itself is a major concern to people in the disability world.